You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey everyone, it's Shiny Unicorn at Club M4 with my girls, all dressed up to not sit on the bench tonight, if you know what I mean. Miss R, what are you looking for tonight?
I'm looking to meet somebody interesting.
So she put some pep in her step lately, and I was telling someone, she called me up today, she's like, I don't even need no conversation. I just need like this. So I haven't seen her this piped up for, you know, fun times. So I'm going to be like her groupie. Miss Amelia, what are you doing tonight?
That's what's happening
tonight. All right. So we're going to dance for a little bit, and then our outfits are going to convert down. We're going to dress down. We're going to go in the back, and we're going to report back, right?
Yes, totally.
All right, let's go, ladies.
Okay, say, come dumpster.
Come dumpster.
Hey guys, it is 2:30 a.m. Me and Meals were good fucking friends because we were sitting on the bench, twiddling our thumbs, waiting for Ms. R to get done being busy, right?
And that was after we waited for Amelia to get busy. Right?
Oh, that's right. So we've had staggered success.
Yes, we did.
Right. So I had one of the craziest things. I walked in on a double penetration in progress. I looked at R and I was like, this is the best night ever. Then the D couldn't quite get in and stay in. And so it was like, it was a plan that didn't quite go forward. But there was a girl there really ready for it. And I had a front row seat. So it was off to a good start. Busy night, guys, right?
Yeah, very, very busy in there.
Almost claustrophobic, I think one of you said.
Yeah, for me, it was a little too many people.
It kind of was. And there was a lot to look at, a lot of scenes. There was a lot of, like, groups of men on single women. There was this one girl who we saw take every single man that came her way. And there was a cuck situation. So she had a partner who was, like, sitting with her and basically gleaming, like, with pride in a way of what was going down.
Yeah.
So we were like, oh, is that a cuck situation? And, like, we don't know. What else did you guys see tonight?
Some suspension.
That's right. Yeah, we did. We saw somebody in the air, in rigor and rope.
Some shibari.
Yeah.
What else?
A lot of BJs.
A lot.
Oh, yes. At one point, we were in the lounge area, which we really were saying we liked because it's not so intense as the big playroom. It's not so dancy as the other one. It's kind of a happy middle. And we looked around, and there was like at least 4 or 5 blowjobs going on around us. The glory hole, the women's glory hole, had a lineup of men waiting outside of it. It was a fantastic experience, and we got to see some people we knew. Otherwise, it was a pretty good night. But
there was a lot of screaming.
A lot of spanking. Oh, a lot of flogging.
Remember the BDSM situation?
Oh, God.
So there was a girl who was on the St. Andrew's Cross, and we saw... I've never seen a guy hit so hard, and she was taking it for an hour or more.
At least.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool, but it was very busy.
She's gonna be sore tomorrow.
Yeah.
It was a very good social girls' night.
Girls' night.
And
now we gotta go get dirty bagels, right?
Yeah.
They got their D order. I'm happy. I wanted to see my friends happy. Maybe next time I'll get myself a D order. We'll see. So stay tuned.
Now we're getting bagel orders.
Yeah.
B orders.
Yeah. Let's go get some real fucking good meat in our mouths.
That won't be a bagel dog.
It's bagel.
I'm not good at saying the word bagel. It's bagel. Okay, this is a hot dog inside with mustard and ketchup. Ooh, it's really hot.
Oh, that's the only meat you're gonna have in here.
Look at the size and shape of this thing.
I want one now.
What happens when you can't please it? I usually dump them.
Will that fit in your mouth?
Oh my god.
Mmm.
Get it, girl.
Too big for you.
That's what she said.
It was good.
So I have the little winky asshole right there.
Oh, it's already creamed.
All right, I'm going to squeeze a little.
Lick the cream out.
Are you ready?
Oh, wow. Wow, look at it. Now swallow it like a good girl. Nice. So look at Missy has 2 of them. She's doubling up.
Look, one here.
You are
taking.
You could take 2 in one night.
Yeah.
All right, show us how you do first entrance. What kind is this?
This is a CBC. Bacon's on the side, so it's a chicken. Ready? Mm. Look at all this yellow beautifulness.
Is that mustard?
It is mustard.
It's a lot of yellow. What happens when you get a mouthful? I know, right? That's good. Worth the yellow cum.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Are you missing the visual aspect? Well, don't worry. You can get this episode and all the episodes on this My Real Sex Club and Swinger Lifestyle podcast on my YouTube channel. Google Toronto Unicorn for links or go to torontounicorn.com. Don't forget to rate this podcast 5 stars and leave a very friendly comment.